You know,
I'm not going to pretend that I know what's going on in the mind of a teenager. All I'm saying is Kyle made a mistake. If you're that depressed, reach out to someone. And remember, suicide is a permanent solution to temporary problems.
Transmission started.
And now it's time for Fleshing It In.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Fleshing It In. We are here with friend and fellow podcaster, Justin Cairns. Justin, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Justin, you have your own podcast called People Should Talk About It, which we just record an episode of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is like a crossover podcast promotion extravaganza.
That's right.
Yeah. So a little bit of, you know, a lot of podcasts that like to save the plugs for the end.
Yeah.
But no, we're plugging People Should Talk About It right up top.
That's right. It's an extravaganza. Fiesta.
It is. So, Justin, you were one of the kind people who called in for the first episode. We don't need to bore everyone with what you picked. But real quick, let's just go over it. Celebrity from 2016 that affected you the most?
I said Arnold Palmer.
Because
I wanted to make a joke.
You called him a drink mogul. That was a good joke.
Yeah.
Who do you think will die in 2017?
Remember? I think I said a guy from Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. He looks like the Crypt Keeper,
yes,
the guitar player.
Yep. Yeah. And who do you think will beat all the odds and survive in 2017?
That other guy from Rolling Stones.
Yes. Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Yes. Because he's just going to survive forever. So, Justin, how often do you think about death?
This is pretty often.
Pretty often? Like a daily occurrence? Or
at least once a day.
And you're thinking about it in terms of yourself or everyone else or what? What is it?
It's just like if I had to go out today.
If you had to go out today, how would you go?
I'd want to be hit by a car.
You'd want to be hit by a car?
Yeah, pretty like instantaneously dead by like a car. But then it would bother me because I would have fucked up somebody else's like life forever.
Doesn't matter. You're dead.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
True. I don't have to have that guilt.
So you want to die not only quickly, but specifically by a car.
Today.
Oh, today.
Today, that was today's
thought. Just how you feel about today.
Yeah. If I was going to die today, I'd imagine it was getting hit by a car.
Just because it
we're just walking around a lot. We're near cars. I feel like that would be today's way to go.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, you know, walking to work, I'm like, I could jump off this bridge.
So do you think you'd rather, go in a peaceful way or, an extreme sort of way? Like a jumping off a bridge or a...
Well, that was an interesting point. I feel like I want to go in, some kind of extreme, I don't know what's going to happen way.
Yeah.
Because as we were talking earlier, I don't want to be thinking about my death right before it happens. That seems...
Want to be doting about it. You don't want to, be necessarily planning for it or anything.
No. And I also don't want to, have it looming over me forever.
Sure.
Just... It's done.
Right. So you don't want to be waiting from 95 till 102 to die or something like that.
That's right. If I'm living at 95, I better be fucking living. I don't want to be, bedridden, old, oxygen mask or whatever.
You want to be out and about.
Out and about.
Living your life.
So that at 102 when I do die, because something happened, you know,
right.
Just body
hit by
gave.
A car.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not natural causes.
I'd prefer
you never
not.
Want to die from natural causes.
Well, not unless it's I just don't wake up one day and I had no idea.
Sure. Because lack of breathing could be a natural cause. It's such a weird thing. I guess, I think natural causes more is about if someone is old enough where it's okay that they've died, they don't look into why they've died. They just call it natural causes, right?
I think so.
I think that's what that means.
Yeah.
I don't think it's actually
They wouldn't look into murder for a 102-year-old.
What? Someone needs to be filed charges against.
Yeah, but they're 102.
Oh, so is that your loophole? You can get away with murder by killing
people?
If
you had no other, if you're trying to take their money, then everyone's going to get it. It was you, but... You just randomly want to just get knock out a 102-year-old and move on with your life?
So if it
it's is, like purging.
If it's a armed robbery murder, we're going to pursue you. But if it's just a murder, 102, no big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So you'd rather go in some sort of extreme way. An unexpected.
Unexpected. I don't want to be anticipating it.
No.
That's the key.
So you're not planning your own suicide for a decade. You haven't been.
No.
Like me.
Wow, you've been planning your own suicide?
Probably 8 years. Almost a decade.
How would you want to go out?
That's a secret.
I don't know, John. Do we have to... I think we need to open up about planning a suicide.
No, I mean, you know, it depends on, like, the day, you know, but I feel like, you know, you like to think... I'd probably be one of those people who, like, shut their car in a garage and, like, started it up, you know, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
One of those. Like, listening to, like
Tom Sinkowski from Office Space.
Yes. But he does it the wrong way.
Yeah, he does it the wrong way. Because he sees his wife.
The garage door comes open. Yeah. Opens.
Just,
oh, hey, honey. How's it going?
Backs right into another car.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I kind of feel like being able to, since it's inevitable that we are all going to die, being able to decide when that, obviously suicide is such like a taboo subject, right?
Yeah.
People don't talk about it. People, but it's like something that you can actually have control over. And I'm not saying as someone in my late 20s that I want to kill myself right now, even though some days I fucking do.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not like I'm earnestly planning a suicide, but it's like, to be able to actually, I guess kind of the antithesis of what you said, but plan exactly how it's going to happen very specifically is kind of... kind of nice to think about. I don't know. You know, you ever fantasize about suicide, you know?
Well, so I've never like fantasized about like how I want to die.
Yeah.
But I have fantasized about what I want my funeral to be.
Okay, great. That's the look. It's like almost like you're looking at the bullet points here in front of me. What are your death plans, Justin?
Oh.
As far as funeral, just elaborate on what you were going to say.
So, first off, whatever I do, they gotta have some good people that the undertakers or whatever to make myself look good. Because at the funeral, I want the coffin upright. I want my hands out like this. And I want you to hug me goodbye.
You want people to be hugging you. So this is
I want to be celebrated. I don't want to be mourned. I want to be celebrated.
Nice.
So I lived a great life. You're gonna hug me. You're gonna have your last moment, and then go party.
Now, how do you feel about people who might have problems hugging a dead body? You
think they need to get over it.
Throw that shit out at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a great guy. Still in death, I'm a great guy.
So hug me.
Hug me.
It's kind of, how do you get the arms around the body? Are you going to be like suspended? Well, I'll be kind of
like, no. So like, the coffin's kind of like upright, maybe like a little tilted back. Sure. But then like
not
they have those,
degree
they
angle.
Have those half ones, right? So like the bottom half, the coffin's keeping you inside.
It's closed.
Yeah. But the top half is open so that you can be out.
Maybe we could use some strings and a fishing line or something. Monofilament to hold you in there.
They can do a lot with the dead bodies, so I'm sure they can make this happen.
But you want your arms open, too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like a Christ-like figure.
Yeah. Not outright.
Not crucified.
But more like in front, but not like Frankenstein style.
Not Frankenstein, not Christ, but a little mix of both.
Yeah.
Interesting. So arms, dare we say, arms wide open?
Wide open.
Like Scott for Stapp.
For a hug. Oh.
From Creed.
From fucking Creed.
Yeah, from Creed. But for a hug. Okay, that's good.
But that's like on rental, right? That coffin, don't spend all that shit, that money, right? Because then, cremate me, start putting, shout out to Mark Barone, this is his idea, but I think it's a great idea, so I'm going to do it too. Just put me a little keychain, so you can take me out on the way out, like a party favor, so I'm with you forever. And that's super weird, don't care, I'm dead. And then...
I think that's cool.
The last one... Take some of that ash and then put it into a record. Because they sell a service to do that.
That you can press your ashes into a record.
Yeah.
Yes. There are a lot of, like, these services that are trying to make something more of someone's cremated remains than just sitting in an urn, right? Talked about on this show before where, like, you can put your ashes, like, in a seed pod that will, like, grow a tree or a bush or something.
Yeah.
So that you're part of, like... You know, the carbon used to build this. I like the idea.
Did you mention on a previous one you could also stick it in a vibrator?
Yeah. Yeah, there's this service. I talked about that on the episode with Jimmy, which was like episode 5, I think. It was just something I came across online. It is basically, it's a vibrator-shaped urn. You obviously can't fit as well. It depends on how big of a vibrator you're looking for. But you can't fit all of someone's... cremated remains, which, let's be honest, let's just call them cremains.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good word.
Right? It's a good word, merge.
Word.
Yeah.
You know what the National Word Day is?
No, what is it?
May 8th.
Is that May 8th?
Yeah.
Oh.
And maybe it's May 10th, but I forget.
May 18th?
Again, Mark Barone, step up. Give us a call in.
Mark, if you're listening to this live,
give us a call later.
Well, we won't be recording it. That's just the nature of how podcasting works, but we're happy to talk to you about it.
Yeah, you're our viewers. You're watching this.
Do you know if he listens? We don't know. We don't know if Mark listens.
I think he listens. He started listening because we called in that time, and he started listening to it now.
Sure. That's the end-all be-all to decide that, because you called once because Mark was upset that I didn't know about The Expanse.
Yeah.
Mark was upset that I read a book, and then I forgot that the book was turned into a TV show. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't really watch the TV show enough. I haven't given it enough credit. Mm. So
I don't even know what it is.
The Expanse. It's on Sci-Fi, which, I mean, I don't know. Sci-Fi stuff is kind of all...
Sometimes it's like really good quality, but most of the time it's awful.
Like less than par. It always is like less than it could be.
Right.
Back to death. Have you ever thought about creating a will or anything?
Yeah.
You got a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Cool record collection.
I hope my record collection, specifically the Circus Survive collection, can go to an Anthony Green museum. I hope Anthony Green is...
Are there such things?
Well, no, not yet. But I hope our world starts to recognize Anthony Green for the greatest musician of all time that he is.
You need to be the curator of said museum.
Right, and then I'll leave all my stuff there.
Sure.
Yeah, that's probably all I don't know. The rest of it is standard will stuff.
Yeah, it is weird to talk about wills at our age because there's like... I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a lot of things like to give out, nor do I have a lot of things that are like worth anything. I don't own a home or I don't own any like real assets.
Yeah.
To give away, you know?
Yeah.
But have you ever thought about... I don't even know, like, you'd have to go to a lawyer, right, to get a will done. Like, a living will or not. It's not like something that you can just mail to yourself and call it.
Oh, can't you do that?
Is that... How true is that?
I don't know.
Everyone always talks about mailing things to yourself.
Listeners, let us know. Call in. Let us know if we can mail our own will to ourselves.
Justin, you're going to give out your phone number?
Yeah, it's 401-952-9787. Password is taco.
Is that really your phone number? You just gave it out? You want me to bleep it?
Nah, I don't care. Who's going to call me?
I don't know.
Who's going to call me and let me know about the will? Let me know.
I like to think someone would call you. I don't know. I have this this obsession of, I don't know if I should say this, writing people's phone numbers in bathroom stalls, specifically one person. And what I like to think that people call that number often, and I hope at least one person calls you.
Me too.
But you're putting your number out there.
Yeah.
I've already asked you if you wanted me to bleep it.
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah. I don't answer fucking numbers anyway if I don't recognize
them. That's true.
So.
That's true.
But actually, normally I would. But of late, I don't know if this is happening to you, in like the last like maybe a month or so, I'm getting like 3 and 4... like, bullshit calls a day.
Yes, me too.
But, like, it was never like that until, like, a month ago. And now it's brutal.
You know why?
Why?
Trump.
You think so?
100%.
Oh, it sucks.
He's the worst.
He is.
Oh, don't even get me started.
You know who's a great president? Jed Bartlett from The West Wing. President Bartlett, played by Martin Sheen. I'm pretty sure if I ever met Martin Sheen, I'd say Mr. President.
Really?
Yeah. He, oh.
Justin loves The West Wing.
West Wing is the greatest show that's ever existed for drama, political, whatever. It's great.
How many seasons total?
7.
And you're like, what, 3 in?
I'm at, 3.5. I'm at 3.5.
Any
right
big
now.
Deaths?
No. No, there was! There was a terrible death!
Spoiler.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay, all right.
Because I'm not going to spoil it. My nickname at work is Spoiler Alert. I ruined everything. I gave away that fucking... King Rob dies in Game of Thrones to somebody. Like,
oh boy,
yeah, that was rough. Had to like go to the other side of the train when I said that. He was so mad at me.
You said it on the train.
Oh yeah, because he was reading book 2.
Sure.
So Clash what happened was, yes. So Game of Thrones had just come out, the TV show.
Yeah.
And I really was kind of avoiding it because I didn't want to like get into it. Mark Barone, man, talk of the town is today.
This guy.
Yeah. Tells me, he's like, oh, let's just watch episode 1. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. So I watched episode 1 with him. Blown away.
Yeah, great.
Wikipedia, the whole series. I like need to know everything that happens in the books.
Yeah, I like that too.
Like,
I want
to
know.
If I'm going to invest in this, I need to know.
Right.
So, you know, but I don't know what the names of the books are, and I don't know when certain events actually happen.
Sure.
So, I don't know why, but he was reading book 2, and he's like, dude, I can't believe what just happened in this book. And we were like on the train together. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, did Rob just die?
Oh my god.
And then he was, oh, the look on his face was just, he was ready to murder me.
Yeah. And what was he? He was talking about a different...
I don't even know.
Just someone else.
Wasn't that.
Some other tragic thing that happens.
Yeah. So he was just so mad. He didn't talk to me for the rest of the day. He even got up from his seat where we were sitting and just went to the other side of the train. And that rest of the day we didn't talk.
Oh, so this wasn't a stranger on the train. This was someone that you work with.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, we just happened to run into each other on the train. We were chatting. Yeah. He's like reading the book. And I was like, oh, Rob's deaf. And he's like, you can't see my face, but it was just shock.
Yeah. It's like when the dragons eat everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Part two. Spoiler alert, man. When all those dragons come in and eat Smeagol. Yeah. Sorry, no, you looked like you were going to say something.
I was going to say, so as much as that I ruined, and I'm known for spoiling, I think the West Wing, that would just ruin it. I can't tell you who's died so far, and it's because it's so good.
Oh, so you're going to not spoil the show that's been off the air for 15 years. Yeah, you're going to spoil the show, arguably.
It hasn't even come out
the
yet.
The most popular TV drama right now.
That is correct. That's my
philosophy. Everyone loves Walking Dead and Game of Thrones.
Man, I heard Walking Dead is shitty now.
Don't watch it anymore. Sucks.
Yeah. I mean, they lost it after, like, I don't know, a few episodes where it's just like, okay, what are you going to, like, where's the end game? That's my thing about zombie shows in general. Zombie anything.
Right.
What is the end game here? Like, Shaun of the Dead actually did it right. They came up with a way that humans coexist with zombies. Whatever, how unrealistic it is, but there's like a, we're not just walking around aimlessly here.
Right.
Like, at some point, society will prevail.
Humankind will find some sort of way to come together and either, like, eradicate the zombies or use them somehow.
Yep. Right. Like, World War Z, like, you read that, right?
Yes.
That would have happened already.
Right.
In fact, they've done math for Walking Dead. No, like, I just read stuff, but I don't watch the show. But they've done math where they figure out, like, how many zombies they kill an episode, how many people live in the United States.
Right.
And, like, how many survivors.
The numbers.
They figured out how many zombies there would be. Right. They've killed that many zombies by, like, season three. What the hell are they fighting anymore?
Right. Like, the showrunner said that show could go on for, like, another 10 years or something. They just said that. Like,
Oh, my God. They should end it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
They don't end TV, though, anymore.
No.
Because people just want 13 seasons of the same thing because it's a steady paycheck and...
Yeah.
It's American TV.
Yeah, it's funny because the Brits, they like do the opposite. All right, you get three seasons. Were great. They were great. Three great seasons. That's what you get.
Let's walk away from it and work on something else as creative people.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it. And then we just steal all that
stuff. Always Sunny guys.
Yeah.
They have this show on the shelf. It's called Boldly Going Nowhere. Have you ever heard of this?
I think from you, like, a long time ago.
I have talked about this. I've been obsessed with this for, like, 10 years. It's supposed to be a show similar to Star Trek, but a comedy, obviously. Maybe that's not obvious. Is that condescending for me to say, obviously?
No, I don't think so.
But it would be, like, what happens in between all of the important stuff, like, all the really important missions that they go on in Star Trek, but what happens in between?
It sounds great. It's a great
show. Boldly Going Nowhere. It was supposed to be called, and they shelved it because Always Sunny has been so successful, and they keep making. It's like 11 or 12 seasons now.
They've come back because they had a lull in the middle where those seasons were not like.
I have to say, I stopped paying attention after like season 6 or 7.
Yeah, it's
whatever season they did that Wade Boggs episode. I thought was fun, but
love
I was
the
like,
Wade
you guys
Boggs
like
episode.
Really are jumping the shark here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Like. Really. Are.
That. Dude, that inspired a crazy night, actually. Not really crazy.
Because you tried to drink 31 beers on an airplane or something?
63. And not on an airplane.
That's a lot.
But
63.
Had my first 5K the next day.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, Rach, like, let's get a black marker. We're counting beers tonight. How many can we drink before we do this race?
Yeah.
And I think we got to 11.
You got to 11?
Yeah. And we were, like, marking them on our arm.
Yeah.
And
then you ran the 5K the next
ran
day.
The 5K, ran it like 20 minutes.
That's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I like fucking puked my brains out after.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I was like, I had to drink a mimosa before it started because I was starting to feel like the hangover kicking. I was like, oh no, we got to keep this going. I got to just not feel anything right now. And then had a mimosa and then ran it. That's probably what set it off though.
The mimosa.
Yeah, it was very acidic.
What type of beer? Do you remember?
High Life.
Okay, so not something super heavy.
No, not heavy. You gotta, you know, you're binging. You gotta be prepared.
Right.
It's not a, you know, it's a marathon. Or 5K in this case.
Right, right. Yeah, it's kind of like a marathon. Well, it's a marathon of drinking beer before
that's right.
5K.
That's
yeah.
right.
Have you ever thought of what your epitaph might say?
No, I haven't. But I loved the guy that said, hang in there. on a previous episode. I just thought that was so good.
Yes.
Like inspirational posters, that'd be so funny.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's interesting too if you do plan to get cremated, you're not necessarily going to have a tombstone or a memorial marker or anything.
Don't they give you one?
They would. You can pay for it.
Oh no, fuck it.
It's something that you're paying for.
Yeah, pass.
Right. And I mean, where would it go? Would it go in a graveyard somewhere?
I want it to hang in my relative's house forever.
Just put it on a plaque on the urn, I guess. But I mean, not in everyone's case.
Yeah. I guess. I'm not going to have one.
What if we print it on the record sleeve?
Ooh, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, that's good.
There it is. Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of the sort of thing where, unless you have like this really profound quote that you've said, you're not really, who's going to think of their own epitaph? I don't know.
We'll call it the Buffalo New Kid.
Oh, wow.
But that's we'll call it up and we'll put a comma in between the Buffalo.
The Buffalo, comma, New Kid. Yeah, that makes sense. Justin's talking about an inside joke from about 10 years ago.
Longer, dude. No, I guess high school, 11 years ago.
Yeah, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Buffalo New Kid.
Yeah.
That's when Justin was the new kid at school.
And I always had buffalo chicken.
You weren't new to me.
No, I know. But you're the one that we came up with that with.
That's interesting, because I knew you before. Okay, you got anything else you want to say about death specifically? Your death plans, your post-mortem?
Nah, just celebrate me.
You want to live a long life or a short life?
I want to live a full life.
A full life.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like living a full life, are you someone who is like health conscious and is like thinking about that sort of thing to prolong your life? Or are those things not sort of connected? Or what do you think? Is that a weird way of asking that question?
No. So I'm health conscious, not necessarily for death reasons.
Yeah.
But basically because, you know, like I love my girlfriend and one day, we might get married.
We're getting really serious.
But,
Justin just got really serious.
Put on a tuxedo. You know, when I've got kids though, and I go to pick them up at school, I want to be the hot dad. I want other moms to go.
So it's a vanity thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm exercising.
Yeah. All my health stuff is about being comfortable with looking at myself in the mirror. It's not about living longer. I don't care
I want to be hot.
If I died right now, wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You'd suck for you. I've said this before. It would suck for everyone else who's living.
Yeah, but if you're dead,
right.
Like, well, you don't care.
But so how are you health conscious? What do you look for? What do you do to maintain this sleek physique of yours?
It's not very sleek, but it's 30
pretty
pounds.
Sleek. I'm looking at it.
It's 30 pounds lighter than I was.
When That's
I was
good.
3 years ago.
And that's great.
Yeah. But that went right at the start of that. It was like all about trying to do cardio and count calories.
Yeah. And you still focus on those things, or now that you've lost the weight, you just kind of maintain? Or?
I think I'm maintaining. I would love to keep losing, but I'm also not helping myself lose anymore, which is, but part of me is like, that's all right.
The shape that you're in now, you couldn't afford to lose another 30 pounds, you know?
No, but I'd like to lose another 5.
Sure.
I'd like to be down below 160.
That's your goal?
Below 160.
To maintain
whatever it is.
Below 160.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right now it fluctuates too much for like on a bad day it can get as high as like 167.
Yeah.
Some days it's really good. It's like 160, 162.
Mm-hmm.
Then other days you're at 167. And at that point you're like, I mean, these numbers are like irrelevant. Like it's
right.
You could be on a different scale and you'd have a different.
Do you weigh yourself often?
Yeah, probably more than you should.
Yeah, me too. Like every day.
Yeah.
Which sometimes it's just a differential of like water weight or, you know.
Yeah, like morning versus night.
Sure, depending on where you are in your day, where you are in your eating cycle, where you are in your shitting cycle.
That's it.
All of the above, right?
You ever weigh yourself right before and after a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Do you notice a difference?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Depends. Right now I'm fucking with an analog scale.
That's what I have.
Instead of a digital?
Yeah. It's
so
better, I feel like.
I feel like it's better too, but the digital is really going to give you, they're giving you those
all the
decimal
points.
Yeah. You know?
So well, like, I don't know. I feel like there's some shits though. It's like that was a pounder. You know?
Yeah.
I lost a pound there.
Which if on a digital scale, that might read a little bit better than just reading a needle on like.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because the increments are kind of sort of, you don't see them as much. They're not like notched out in tenths of a pound. You know what I'm saying? It's like more like this dial that kind of is sort of in between like every 5 pounds almost. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like tough because like, then I got to like really. So I'm not wearing my glasses when I get on the analog scale because right. that's adding whatever make-believe ounces sure, that yeah, I think is there. So I'm going to be completely naked when I get on the thing.
Yeah.
And then I can't like really see because I'm not wearing my glasses. So I got to really bend over, which I actually think throws it off.
It does.
Because you can't read the notches. It's right. the whole thing.
It's got to be on an even floor.
Yeah.
You can blame a million different things on on gaining weight, on ebbs and flows.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point, that consistency of the inconsistencies is consistent. So sure. you just, like, that's my scale, whatever it is.
Because your natural body is going to go through,
that's right.
like, ups and downs. Right. You're going to, I feel like I constantly have, like, a 2 to 3 pound swing going on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm either on the uptick or the downtick. Sometimes when I'm on the downtick, I think I'm on the right path of losing weight, and then you tick right back up, yep. and you're like, oh, god damn
it. Yeah, just, like, hadn't eaten yet today right. or whatever.
But there's also, like a healthy way of be also, like, still wanting to have fun and, like, eat things that are fun and rewarding and not, like, have broccoli and salad all the time.
Yeah, and that's, so originally, I was very, like, regimented about the calories. It yeah. was, like, okay, I'm going out, even if this thing comes with french fries, I'm going to ask for a salad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all of these things, like, I would get a burger with no bread.
Yeah.
Very cognizant of all of that. And it worked, right? Because I was doing that. I was, like, upping my running. Like, I started with 1 mile, and yeah. it went to 1.5, and it went to 2, and...
Mostly outside running?
Oh, yeah.
Always?
Always outside, no yeah. matter the weather. I don't know. It just seems better.
Not a gym guy.
Don't like the gym.
No.
You like the gym?
Yes and no.
Why is
I like it because it's a place that I can go and exercise and focus. I hate it because it's a place where there are people.
Yeah.
Just like most other public interactions.
Yes.
You know, there are shitty people. I like to go on times where there aren't a lot of people, early morning. If my work schedule allows it, like midday when there aren't a lot of people there. But, man, there's sometimes when I'm there at like 7, 8 in the morning and it's like garbage because everyone's there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like you got to get there at like 5 in order to beat that morning rush, which is early.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then it's like, ugh, you know, so early.
Right.
It's funny though, because like even running outside.
Yeah.
I have a little route outside here.
Yeah.
And it's a hill. So that's why I started doing it.
Nice.
Because I was like, oh, this is a hill. So I probably don't have to run a full 2 miles. I can just run 1 mile. It's like I ran 2.
Sure.
Because I, you know, it's all about maximizing my laziness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know, I'm still a lazy person.
Right.
But, you know, what is the least amount of effort to get the maximum result?
Right.
So I started doing this hill, and that worked out really well. I do that. And then, but there's a part where, you know, to get my extra 2 miles, there's a choice. I can either run on a bike path
yeah.
or run, like, some back roads.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never anybody on the normal route, but then those extra ones, it's like, oh, there's people. It's, like, right. past 9 a.m., there's going to be other runners and right. bikers. Eh, fuck it. I'm just going to go do the back path.
Yeah. But. And you, are you using some sort of tracking app to track your run, or no, you're just satisfied with going out and running for 45 minutes or...
No, I very much wanted to track, like, the miles. Now yeah. I just know this
You route. Know it's a 2 mile route.
Yeah. yeah, so I track it because I kind of want to see the time.
Uh-huh. It's just an app on your phone.
Yeah.
You keep your phone in your pocket or whatever.
Yeah, I actually hold it.
You hold it.
I hold it, which people, like, I think look at me funny because, like, why don't you have an armband or whatever? But that's a pain in the ass. You can't, like, change
right,
the music.
Right, because it sucks to keep it in your pocket because it's, A, it might just fall out.
Yeah, and if you wear running shorts, it, like, whacks you in the junk.
The front of your leg, the back of your leg, right, your junk.
Yeah, that,
anything.
That's, yeah.
So holding it, I sometimes I hold it. That makes yeah. sense. Yeah. I don't run outside as often as I will, like, run on the treadmill, but I don't like running in general. It, like, hurts my body. I'm
yeah.
more of, like, an elliptical or a cycling person.
Do you spin?
Huh?
Do you do spin for cycling?
I will... I don't do a spin class. I'll get on an indoor bike by myself, but I prefer going on a bike path or being on my mountain bike, not being in the gym.
Yeah.
But the gym is such a good thing for living in this area of the country because it's so shitty out for 3 to 6 months of the year that, like... You have that built-in excuse, like, oh, I'm not going to go outside and exercise today because it's cold.
Yep.
Which is mainly the reason why I joined a gym, is so I had a place to go, even in the shitty weather, to burn my calories so that my watch tells me that I burn enough calories for the day.
Yep.
Yeah, that's yep. basically it.
The only reason I get to run outside as much as I do is because that hill that I'm talking about shares a sidewalk with a hospital. And so, no matter the weather,
oh,
those sidewalks have to be crystal clear all the time. Even in the middle of a blizzard, they don't wait till the end. They have to be crystal clear all the time. So I get to go and run on that.
That's nice.
And, you know, three laps is a mile.
Who says American healthcare sucks?
Yeah. Those guys are fucking animals out there.
Huh. Yeah. So just like we were talking shit about Trump earlier, let's just give him a big round of applause. Thanks, Donald. Boy, I can't even do that sarcastically.
Yeah,
That guy sucks.
He does.
So do you still count your calories diligently? No, not so much.
Not so much. I mean, but I developed routine. So
right,
I don't
like understand
need
what
to,
works for your body.
That's right. So like my morning is still the same morning. It's still an apple and a kashi bar, which is like, I also assume vegetables and fruits have no calories, even though I know that's not true.
That's not true at all.
Yeah. But
especially apples got a lot of sugar in it.
All right, well, whatever. I'm going to assume it's 0 calories.
It's not.
Okay.
It's like 40 calories.
Oh, whatever. That's nothing. So then, so I have an apple and a kashi bar, which is like 100 calories. So that's like a pretty good morning. It's like less than 200.
Yeah.
And I just base it all off on 2,000 calories.
Okay.
Because I just, everything is based on that anyway for serving size and whatever, which I was trying to like very much monitor in the beginning.
Right, right.
So then, you know, I figured out that like my lunch was another like 400 calories. Mm-hmm. So then, what am I up to? 600? And then I was like, well, and now I can have whatever that is, 1,400 for dinner, which is great. But I turned dinner into like just lettuce, peppers, onions, and either ground turkey, a steak, or chicken.
Some people in parts of the world, they call peppers and onions fajitas. Which they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Well, I don't think that's what makes
it's just
a
grilled peppers and onions.
Yeah, it's just grilled sauteed.
Don't call them fajitas.
I mean,
Chipotle.
No, but what Chipotle's saying is the fajita burrito, which is like
no, a fajita is like a thing. It's like a way of preparing a certain meal
on like a skillet.
Yeah,
right.
Like a Chili's.
Yeah, Chili's where it comes out on the skillet.
Right.
Yeah, but those there's are like just, a certain vet.
Those
are
two
just
fried
vegetables.
Peppers and onions.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry, I threw you off.
I mean, I stick my... That's how I cook my peppers and onions every night.
What?
On, like, a skillet.
On a skillet.
Yeah.
Oh, then that's fajita.
Yeah. And I put some, like, cumin on there and...
Nice.
Cumin.
Depends.
Cumin.
That's not the way to say it. It's not a double M. It's not cumin.
No?
No, I don't think it's two M's.
But, yeah. So, that's my... That's, like, if I'm home and I'm on a normal routine, those are the meals. And that allows, like, at first, even when I went out, I would try to stick to those.
Yeah.
Now that I've lost the weight, I go out, I don't really care what I eat, like, because I know I'm going to, like, run it off and...
You understand what your body can give and take. And,
that's right.
Right. I think a lot of the times people don't even understand, like, how their body reacts to certain things. So spending the time counting your calories, even if it's for 3 months, helps you realize that, like, oh shit, I shouldn't be eating these things because like this has that many more calories or this is like sugar heavy, this is carb heavy, whatever works for your specific body because I think it's different for everyone.
Agreed. Carbs are the enemy for me.
Same.
Carbs
are the worst. They affect me the worst. I feel like I put on weight the quickest if I have too many carbs.
Yep.
They sit with me poorly. Fucking
had carbs last night and I felt terrible this morning.
Like, when you're waking up.
Yeah, just like this just terrible
pit
in the stomach just was sitting there. You could just tell. So.
Yes. Yeah, for me, it's like definitely I have like a slower metabolism and carbs are bad. Carbs are bad. Fat, for me, healthy fats are way better than any carbs. I'd rather eat like an avocado drenched in olive oil than a roll of bread.
Yep.
You know? Because...
Yep.
There was this craze of don't eat fats in America, which is wrong.
Agreed.
It's like there are plenty of good ways to utilize healthy fats for them to give you energy. And I'm not saying don't eat carbs ever. Some people love carbs and some people have fast metabolisms and they can deal with it no problem. But it's like that whole mentality of fat is bad is a bad mentality.
Yep.
I think. Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah. It's interesting though.
Yeah. I generally look at it all as balance.
Yes.
Just, oh, you had carbs for one meal, don't have them for the next
meal.
Sure,
right.
Oh, you had, you know, this for that, you know, you get, and exercising is non-negotiable.
It's
like, if you need to lose weight or you're trying to lose weight, you cannot do it with a diet alone. You must exercise.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 90% of losing weight is your food intake.
Okay.
The 10% is exercising. And you can get to losing weight quicker by exercising. But if you maintain a strict diet and follow the proper like percentage of macronutrients, which were what we were talking about, like proteins, fats, and carbs, you can lose weight without having to maybe like overly exert yourself in exercise, I think.
Mm.
You can just do simple walks and stuff. That's gonna help, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's all gonna help. But I think that your physique is more made in the kitchen than it is in the gym. I just personally.
Yeah. I guess what I see, you know, at work and stuff is I hear a lot of people on like these trend diets or whatever. Yes. And like if they are truly following them, and I believe that they are, you know, that should be helping them. But it's they're not exercising, and so they're not doing any – like no, they don't look any different. And
that's the problem with all these like fads, right? These trends that come with dieting, and it's like yeah, it's obviously harder to do it with diet alone, and exercise is going to help. And if you are a person to cheat on your diet,
exercise is your friend.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because that's why I exercise, so I can go out and eat a whole burrito.
That's right.
Or go to Five Guys and get a huge big burger and some fries and be like, whatever, I burnt 600 calories this morning.
Yeah.
My day is more or less a wash. It's obviously not a super healthy day because I shoved a burrito in my face or a burger or something, but it's not like a day where I had an extra 500 calories.
That's right.
Because I didn't go to the gym. So yeah, I try to go to the gym every day.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of hard sometimes, I guess. And I think it's a bit much. You don't, I feel like if you exercise 3 or 4 times a week, that's more than enough.
And I think it depends on your exercise routine, right? Like, so for me, my routine is 2 miles a day, which is really not two miles, is 20 minutes or less, right? Like, so you're not burning a ton.
Right.
It's like maybe 200 calories, but it's like I do that every day plus some push-ups.
Right.
And that's good. Like,
yeah, hell yeah.
You know, that's it.
Just keeping that in the front of your mind is good. You know, some people don't even think about it at all. They're just eating whatever is put in front of them and not, and like that's insane.
Yeah.
And I want to be skinny in my casket.
Yeah.
I want to have the least amount of ashes possible.
Do you think actually...
smaller urns.
Hey, right. Do you think as Americans become, you know, we are the obesest or the most obese nation, right?
Yeah.
Are coffins getting bigger?
I'm
or do
sure.
they suck the fat out of them to make you fit in a coffin? Are we going to have like extra wide coffins?
There are definitely extra wide, double wide coffins.
Oh, there are.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's sad.
There has to be.
Like,
there's probably a market for it.
Yeah, don't be that person. You should want to be better.
Can we just like not bury bodies at all anymore? It's such a waste of fucking space.
Oh, and money. Money! Oh
my God.
Like, dude.
You're spending thousands of dollars for a fancy casket to just get buried?
To get buried. It's fucked.
It doesn't make sense.
You want to be rich? Get into the whatever, the funeral business.
Yeah.
Whatever they is, there's a professional word for that. But
right, because it's inevitable, right? Everyone's going to die, so that business
matter
is
the
never...
economy, people spend on that shit.
People spend.
Yep.
They spend money on gravestones, they spend money on caskets, they spend money on flowers, they spend money on, like, the stuff that goes inside a casket so that you're comfortable.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Put me in a cardboard box.
And just shove me out the fucking door on the highway.
Dump me in the river. I don't care.
Same. I'm dead.
Yeah, that's why there's...
Just remember me. That's all.
Yeah, just remember me. Just listen every time you listen to that record, right?
That's right.
Which we didn't even talk about, but that should be like a compilation of songs that you love, right?
Yeah, I would think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I didn't dig into it too
much.
No,
but you make a playlist.
Yeah.
And then they turn those grooves. They turn your ashes into the grooves that play that playlist.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is that is a thing?
Yeah, definitely a thing to put your ashes in the
record.
Do you
know how, like, is that like expensive?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
So. You want to Google it?
Google it?
Yeah.
Googling. Press ashes into record. Let's see how quickly the Wi-Fi connects.
Password
here.
Is taco. Letting us down. Guys, the password's not taco.
Yeah, it's going. Oh, boy. This is really exciting for the podcast.
Yeah.
Our
viewers are watching this.
What else are we going to talk about? Nothing, really. This is like the end, Justin, basically, so... Well, I'm just going to take your word for it.
Okay. I think it's probably expensive.
It's probably expensive. Oh, here we go. Oh, of course, it's on Nerdist.com. A company will press your ashes into a working vinyl album. For that to happen, literally, by having your ashes pressed into a vinyl record. Okay. Press your ashes in vinyl and live on from beyond the groove.
I think that's the end right there.
You think that should be the end of the
Beyond the Groove?
Beyond the Groove.
That's the name of this. That's the name of this episode.
Renamed this podcast Beyond the Groove. There are a lot of articles about it. I'm trying to load this page. Oh, roughly $3,700.
Oh my God, that's more than the fucking all the other shit.
€3,000 or $3,750, which is around $3,700 American dollars. There's plenty of extras you can add on. You can get original artwork. Or sitting for a pre-death sitting, get additional audio time and backing tracks, have original music written just for you with your input if you like, and you can even have them distribute your album to reputable vinyl stores worldwide. Wow. You know, the reputable stores that sell albums made with human remains. That's a quote from this Nerdist podcast. No, just Nerdist article written by, I can't find the author's name, so, oh, Michael Walsh. Michael, thank you for publishing this. Great article. It's easy to joke around about, sure, folks, but if you don't find it weird or unsettling, it can be very personal, says the article. Which is true.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think it's a cool idea.
It's a bit pricier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but it's like probably less expensive than like some fancy mahogany coffin.
That's true.
That's just going to get buried and never seen again and rot with worms.
That's true. You think the worms get in there?
Yeah. Oh, why do they? I don't get it. I think sometimes they build them so, like, worms can't get in. But, like, why?
Yeah.
What are you trying to preserve this rotting corpse for?
Yeah. Become skulls. Oh, dude, like in Paris?
Yes, the catacombs.
The catacombs. You went there. Yeah, that was fucking cool as shit, dude. Just millions and millions of bones that you just walk through.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I would love to check that out.
Yeah, dude, it was really cool. Super, when you start to think, like, because of how absurd that is, I, like, don't believe that they're real.
Yeah.
Because, like, they just let people walk. You can touch them.
Are bodies from some specific era? Like, was there a big plague or a flu or something?
A lot of them are from the Black Plague. So how you can walk through and not get the plague, I don't know. Yeah. But also, but then it's just, like, for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
Like, they just threw people down there.
That's just how they did it.
Yeah.
And do they have normal graveyards around there? Did you notice or?
I don't think I noticed.
Okay.
There probably was.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can go down there anymore.
Right, right. They're not burying bodies down there anymore.
Yeah.
But I also know it's, like, kind of popular in Europe to have, like, buildings that act as graveyards. So they're actually, like, graves stacked on top of each other, like, almost in a drawer sort of scenario. Like you would find in a...
Like a morgue.
Like in a morgue, but in a more of a permanent sort of situation, bodies stacked on top of each other, which seems... better than taking up space, but at the same time, you're still taking up space.
Like, I the more we talk, the more I listen to this, you know, your other episodes, it's like, what the hell are we doing with dead bodies?
It's crazy.
Can we turn this into a renewable energy source? That's, like, what we should be doing with dead bodies.
Yes, we should be.
Yeah.
Like, biochar.
Yeah.
Let's turn our bodies into biochar.
Yep.
You can turn our poop into biochar now.
I don't even know what char is.
Biochar is, like, this carbon-based charcoal that... is apparently very good for, like, gardens and making soil fertile. So Bill Gates and his foundation set up a competition with, I believe, college students and high school students around the country to, quote, reinvent the toilet, unquote. And the winning person invented this sort of, or winning team, sorry, invented this, like, porta potty that uses solar energy to turn human waste into biochar, which will be then used to, like, incorporate into soil to make it more fertile. It's basically a way of being able to use human waste as fertilizer, which we can't do currently because of the bacteria that is in human waste. It just would make people sick to use human feces as fertilizer.
No, I don't want to eat those vegetables.
This
would make it okay.
Yeah, neutralizes those any sort of bacteria and makes that okay. Actually makes it better than okay. Like, makes it worth super it to foods. Add to your... Yeah, it's
forget Monsanto.
Yes.
Our shit will do it.
Exactly. Biochar.
Biochar.
Looks, sounds cool.
It does.
I like it. All right, anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here, Justin?
No. Death?
We'll plug your podcast one more time. People Should Talk About It. Where can they find it?
At People Should Talk About It on Instagram. At PPL Should Talk on Twitter.
Yep.
Facebook, People Should Talk About It.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. iTunes.
And you, it's you and your co-host, Sebi.
Yeah, me and Sebi.
And what do you guys talk about? Anything. Anything that you think people should talk about.
That's right. Yeah. We're the podcast that talks about the things that we think people should be talking about.
There it is. Is that your, like, your, what's your mission statement?
That's the mission statement.
That's the mission statement.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have it, like, written on a thing?
Yeah, it's on all the descriptions of all the episodes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But then we say, like, the podcast that talks about the things that people should be talking about talks about whatever that topic.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Cool. All right, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for hanging out. And thanks for talking about death.
Yeah, no problem. All right, call in.
Yeah, call in, guys. You guys have Justin's number now, so yeah. Call him anytime. I still think it's crazy that he did that. I'm not giving out my phone number.
Oh, how many viewers do you have? Like, how many people are going to call me?
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll do it after the thing.
Oh, all right. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. It's very challenging work.